The Hermitage will have to close on what was expected to be a day to celebrate the birth of Andrew Jackson 250 years ago, but they don't mind shutting down for the expected visit by President Trump on Wednesday. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports this will be the first sitting president to visit in 35 years.
Ronald Reagan made the same pilgrimage on Jackson's birthday in 1982 to lay a wreath on his tomb. In all, Hermitage CEO Howard Cattell says 13 presidents have dropped by.
Some came after they were president. One came before. Harry Truman visited in, we think, the early 1930s.
If he gets the chance to talk to President Trump, Cattell says he'd say thank you for rehanging Jackson's portrait in the Oval Office and bringing attention to Jackson's legacy, which has grown more controversial in recent years because of how he treated Native Americans. Last year, he was moved to the back of the $20 bill.
I think Jackson is getting more publicity and press right now than he has since he was president. Not a day goes by without at least one or more articles about Jackson that pop up, you know, in Google alerts.
Cattell says he sees the similarities in the two figures. Both have an outsider status and populist appeal. He figures Jackson would be on board with Trump's effort to shrink the federal government. But as the child of immigrants, Cattell says he wonders what the country's seventh president would say about new border restrictions. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.